Hello everyone, you're listening to CMO Stories Podcast, Episode 5. My name is Judy Bilast and I am your podcast host. And our guest today is Noura Ali. Welcome, Noura. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Like I said, in the preparation of this podcast, we just spoke to a few minutes before. I'm in Belgium. It's already night. It's 8:30 p.m. on my side. At your side, it's noon or what is it?
Yeah, so I'm in Washington D.C. So it's about a little bit after 2:30.
So okay, you're in the middle of your day, but I see that you're full of energy. So that's great.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to just start off the week on a good note. You know, so it's the end of the year, so you already know. Yeah, I can get for everyone.
It is. And I don't know about the weather on your side, but on my side, I was in the car today, but it was starting to rain. It's dark outside. You know, it that's kind of is draining my energy. But then I come back and it's like, okay, just go for it. And because I like to do that, connecting with people, like, you know, we connected with, it was not at Web Summit. It was because of a true Web Summit through the app. So, nice. Tell to our listeners, Noura, tell us a bit about yourself. Who are you? You already told us where you live, but what are your passions and stuff?
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess just to give you guys a little, I wouldn't say background, but just where I'm at, I guess you can say that I'm a change agent, I would say, overall, as far as just like who I am and what I stand for. Mm-hmm. I am very passionate of the world and just where we are as a society. But overall, I'm the CFO of Bold Branding Group. I'm also CMO for Startup Venture Partnerships. We focus for Startup Venture Partnership. That's kind of actually what made me come to the Web Summit. Okay. We develop apps and we're more focusing on creating more diversity and inclusion when it comes to the digital app development, I guess you can say space. I'm also based on my background and when it comes to international development and having a knee focus on Africa. I'm also the founder of Unison Africa. And that's like an international nonprofit mm-hmm. that focuses on human capital and social capital. So I do wear many hats, but my focus overall right now, particularly where I'm at in my career, I would say marketing. And that's, I think, how I even got on this podcast. So I'm honored to be here and just share, you know, everyone, like who I am, what I do, what I'm passionate about, but also like any insights of some of the challenges I've had and how I've been able to overcome these challenges and any tools and resources that I think I can tell the audience.
That's the idea. But something that you said, all this stuff that you are doing and also, of course, your focus. But is that not a challenge to be able to combining all these things and to able to handle your calendar with all of that? What is your secret to do all that?
Yeah, like honestly, it's a blessing, I would say, to be able to be at the table at all these organizations. You would say some of it, majority of it is ones that I started myself and I've been able to get partners. But it is difficult. And what I would say right now is where I'm at, particularly with Bold Branding Group, it's growth and scaling, but also finding the right support. Mm-hmm. It is tough, but I think what I've been able to do really well is you don't have to control everything. You don't have to be the only one working on these entities. You find different partners, you collaborate, and you're able to fine-tune it over time. But even with that, you still have to go after more support, but effective support. And that's kind of where I'm at, I would say, is the ideas have been, I guess you could say, created, designed, and now they're being implemented. Some of these I've been able to generate revenue and they're growing and so forth. But now it's how do you find the right support that can take your entity, like, for example, a brand and marketing company mm-hmm. to the next level. And that's being able to create a pretty effective growth and scaling strategy. And so it's tough, but there's solutions to every problem, I would say.
Yeah, like every problem gives us up an opportunity. I see it as an opportunity, of course. And yeah, if you wouldn't do all of that, you wouldn't have to be, you know, that's because you are ambitious and you want, you know, reach your objectives, your goals, and then, and the paths to reach that, that's never direct or a clear path because things happen along the way. You're planning in mind or you're how it will go, but it never goes like that. See what happens with the COVID pandemic that we had. So yeah, a lot of challenges, and I see that you're looking to help for partners, because for me also, you know, I think partnerships, community, all actually the networking and being able to help each other and not to try to do everything on yourself, that's a big thing, I guess. And now, how are you finding all those partners? Are you reaching out to them? Are they coming to you because for certain communication, or how do you do that?
I would say it's a mixture of contacts that I've been able to meet throughout the years. And now we're at a position that we can potentially collaborate. Mm-hmm. I've been able to have a pretty solid wide range network that I'm able to tap into, and also people that I'm connecting with now as the world is, you know, reopening up, who are maybe aligned or they have their own company, mm-hmm. and they offer a service, or they're able to help with a pain point. So it's more just we've been through that and seeing what works, what doesn't work. I will say that what have helped me is when you're maybe going to be leading different maybe organizations, what you want to do is within all those organizations, if it's one or two or so forth, and maybe you're not the only leader, but you play a leadership role, mm-hmm. it's being able to have a solid concept that you are going to be able to implement in all of them. Okay. So that, like, for example, being the chief marketing officer at Startup Venture Partnerships, it's helping me be a better CEO at Bold Brand Group. But in the same light, I'm able to bring resources and tools and so forth over to also SVP. So it's kind of like, I guess you could say, merging, because mm-hmm. my core focus, it's marketing and strategic partnerships and business development. That's, you could say, my arm.
Yeah.
And I've been able to, I guess, create arms that kind of is able to connect together and work together.
Yeah, like synergy, actually. Yeah? You put things together, and then I guess for the arms that you know, that you don't have, or that you would like to have, you look for partners or people to help you because they are better at, you know, using those arms. So yeah, that's, I think, that's big lesson that, you know, you need to, okay, be good at what you're doing and try to focus on that. And not, because if you're trying to do that many things, you need partners, people to help you, because if not, you cannot do everything right. Mm-hmm. So is that kind of the big lesson? If you would say one big lesson, is it this, or what would be in the last few years that you have learned?
Yeah, I mean, I will say, if you're like an entrepreneur, right? But you are also someone that's focusing on a certain area when it comes to a business. Mm-hmm. Find that focus area and become an expert, become a pro at it. So that if you are attached to other opportunities, let it be projects or even other business ventures, that you are the go-to person for that part.
Right.
So if it's operations, you know, be the key individual for that. You know, if it's something that deals with technology, like, I'm not an app developer, mm-hmm. but I can do marketing when it comes to apps.
Right. So you understand what it means, you know, to have an app built, because that's for me the same thing. I had in the past, I had a business analytics company, which is also technical, of course, but I was not going the person that was going to build all these solutions or implement them. But I know how to use them and how to use them for the benefit where they are built for the users. And that's, you know, you have to have a team like a soccer team or football team. Everyone needs to play together. Eh? When you say it's a bit of everything, the networking is then what was then the thing that helped the best? Was it conferences? Is it a tool like LinkedIn? Is it something else? Or is it a combination of all those things to build your network?
I will say it's a bit of everything. Are you saying post-COVID, like pre-COVID or just post-COVID?
Yeah, you can say that. I guess post, because now at COVID times, there are way less networking events. So I guess...
Well, for me, I would say that throughout the years, I've been able to, you know, meet a lot of people, particularly living in Washington, D.C. has helped a lot. And also traveling a lot throughout the years. So I've been able to maintain those relationships and they've been able to evolve and grow within their lane and their career and so forth. But also I would say LinkedIn definitely has been one of the best platforms when it comes to connecting with other professionals or people that you want to collaborate with, or you're interested in just exchanging ideas and seeing, I guess, what you can do in the sense of a business opportunity. And I think post COVID or during these COVID days, I would say LinkedIn has been the best platform for that.
Are you also active on other social media platforms for your business? And which are those?
So we're active on Instagram. So when it comes to clients and services, because we offer social media and digital marketing, we do all platforms. From, you know, Instagram to LinkedIn to Facebook to Twitter to Pinterest to TikTok and so forth. Like where we do digital marketing, so we do all parts, and we've been able to also implement and create, you know, strategies for different brands we worked with. For our own, for our own company, we are on Instagram, we are on Behance, we are on Pinterest, we are on LinkedIn. We have personal accounts too, you know, as far as different members on the team. So there's different ways that you can, I guess, connect with us and see our work. Our website right now, when it comes to Bold Brand Group, it's being revamped. And then just to kind of give you a little bit about SVP, how it, SVP is, you can, you know, go to svpapps.com. But one of the entities that we are focusing on is Bold Mobile. At, it's an app for, and I think I spoke to you about it the last time we spoke, but it's an app that focuses on the marina boating industry. So I guess what I'm saying is I'm on all platforms. There's so many different, it just depends on who your audience is and what I'm working on. If it's for me personally, if it's for a client, if it's for one of the entities that I'm a, I guess you could say a member or CEO, CMO for, but you know, social media plays a huge role. And I feel like everything we do, particularly someone that's doing marketing, you know, and I'm pretty sure you're kind of on the same boat when it comes to this engine when it comes to social media.
It is, Lela, I would say, like you, for all my clients, you know, I use all these different platforms, and because I want to know them, I want to use them, I want to be present over there. But when it comes to my own business, so I'm a fractional CMO for some companies in tech, but I'm also a social media strategist. So I define those strategies, not implementing all of them myself, but defining the strategies. And really that depends on your audience, on your business, which channel, which message, and so on. And what is the objective? What is the target that you want to reach through social media? But if I would say, if there are a few that I'm focusing on at the moment, it's LinkedIn, of course, because that's where you connect with in B2B market, and most of my clients are B2B. And then Instagram, Facebook, at the moment, it's a bit less for me because I'm seeing that some of the things that worked really good at Facebook don't work as good today. So Instagram is a place where I like to be there. And also because in the beginning of the year, you know, there was this hype around Clubhouse. I was really active on Clubhouse. Then I took a break from it. Now, perhaps I will go back, but it's also, it's time consuming. And actually those apps were some of the I would say things that worked for me. I got a lot of DMs through Clubhouse, but then, of course, yeah, at certain moment you need to see, am I really reaching the audience that I want to reach? So I took a step back and now building a platform for solopreneurs, and that these people, I think they will be on Clubhouse. So yeah, it depends on what you want to do and sometimes at which moment in time that you want to be there. I also like to change sometimes from platform to platform. Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, I completely agree. It just depends. Like I notice a lot of times when you are marketing or a marketer, right? And you're busy working on clients and their projects, and you don't really have enough time to focus on your own, I guess you could say sometimes your own branding or your own marketing, unless you have a big team, you know? And that's where like the whole growth and scaling kind of comes into place.
Indeed, yes. You need to, you know, it's like the story of the painter that goes painting in other people's houses, but his own house is not painted because he doesn't have the time. You know? And you see that also with website builders, you know, they go build website for others, but their own website is not, I would say, not up to date. Now, this is something, I want to avoid, because people, you know, as digital marketers, they will look at, you know, what we are doing, and then it resonates with them, they will come to us. So that's important. But it's right what you're saying. If you need to choose for a client or for yourself, and you know, okay, first you will do the stuff for the client, and then you look at yourself. But of course, you need to try to do both things and manage and schedule both things. It's not always easy, but that's the idea. Talking about social media, about other tools, is there kind of a tool or a tactic or a campaign that you did and you want to tell something about that's interesting to know?
You say
I would say, is there like a tool that you're using, like for instance to mailings or just to handle your social media, or is there kind of a campaign that you did, for instance on TikTok or whatever, that work, or is it something else that you want to share? That's always interesting to know.
So as far as like tools go, as you know, I think there's like the general stuff that a lot of people use, let it be MailChimp. When it comes to project management, we use Asana a lot. You know, Slack and so forth. And we're always, they're changing all the time too. You know, there's new apps and tools always coming up. And I like to keep up because might as well try and see if it works and so forth. So we have like pretty solid, I guess you could say, database of different tools we use when it comes to our marketing efforts, and but also maintaining our back office. So I would say I wouldn't even call it a pain point, but recently when we were working with this brand, it was a drinking brand or whatever, and it was a fashion brand, and they're pretty new, and we had to do this and this is like a while ago actually, but we had to do a holiday campaign, and we had to meet the deadline of the day before Christmas, so that we can do this stuff and so forth. But with that campaign, I mean, it was we were able to generate some level of revenue for the client, which was great. It was also for brand awareness, because there are new women fashion wear that was trying to launch, I guess, it was a unique time, I would say. But we, at that time, we used Instagram stories, Instagram promotions to generate leads. And we did a mixture of like Facebook ads, Google ads. I noticed when you mix these ads, and then when you also kind of push an email marketing campaign, you're able to get more hits and also get more, I would say, when it comes, not leads, but when it comes to consumers purchasing an item, I noticed that nowadays it's more easier to push out whatever you're selling when it comes to products, because every platform, not Twitter, I would say, but like Instagram and so forth, you're able to purchase the products online, which I think is easier, because it's the easy way to connect with the the customer, which more looking at it from a B2C I was at the standpoint, not a B2B, because that's more a different
process. That's different. But yeah, you see there is a trend towards that. You see also integrations with tools like Shopify. And then the fact with those Instagram, Facebook shops, and as you're saying, it's really towards the sale, towards going to the shop, towards you see people using these stories now. Instagram now is given the possibility to people with not so many followers, less than 10K, they can now also add the link to their stories, you know, to go to their web shop. So things are really changing on social media level. It's all constantly changing. Like Facebook now has changed their name. So it's really, exciting to keep up, but also it takes an effort, of course, to keep up with all those different platforms.
Yeah, no, I think there's just so many options. And like the challenge that we had with that, it was just our first time kind of using all those platforms at one time. Mm-hmm. And just to kind of see the outcome, which is kind of great, but kind of combining and creating an effective strategy for the client was kind of, I wouldn't say a challenge, but it was more just testing and other different platforms to see what works, what doesn't work. And they're always changing. And that's the challenge of marketers. That's what we have. It's the platforms are always changing. So you have to adjust your strategies. You can't just create a strategy and think that it's going to stay that way 6 months.
It's changing, you know, like it's on, like at a certain moment, remarketing was the new thing. It really worked well. But now, you know, with everything that is changing, it won't work that well in the future. Already now, it doesn't work as well as a few years ago. So yeah, things are changing all the time. Also, these tools are changing. The possibilities are changing. The trends with you know, you see that TikTok came up. Suddenly, TikTok is there. You see that like Clubhouse is suddenly there. Then you see other social media also trying to put out their audio content now with Twitter Spaces.
I noticed Twitter has Spaces now.
Yeah. Also, for some time, I was also one of the. Perhaps I told you that I was one of the first to have LinkedIn Live. Also, Twitter Spaces. I was one of the first to use that. But Twitter Spaces, of course, there you need interaction. And it was like, okay, even on Clubhouse today, I think there is a lack of good content. You know, it's okay, you can go there and you can talk about lots of stuff, but there are really, you know, for some sectors, there is not enough content, not interesting content on Clubhouse yet. The same thing with Twitter Spaces. Now, I will dive in again, but like also you said, you need to do it with a plan, and everything should work together, and not doing that because you think that you need to be there and just spend time. That's not a thing.
Yeah, okay. I'm a and not to drag this, but I'm a firm believer of planning and strategizing, and then creating something, a roadmap that you can follow.
Right.
Because I think that even if it's not perfect, and you are updating it as you're doing it, you have something to follow. And that's one thing that I always try to push and promote to brands we work with, and even clients, even if they're a startup, to say, like, don't just spend money or time into using these different platforms. Understand the platforms and understand the core value of it and how that benefits your business. And then create a strategy that, regardless if things change and there's new platforms or there's new features in these different social media outlets and so forth, your plan is still effective because you have some level of a roadmap.
Right. Yeah. And then
then that's one of the core things that we focus on, is we don't just follow something, we create it and we customize it based on that client or that project and so forth.
And then you need to measure the results, of course, and see if you need to change something, because the plan is not, the plan is never going to be the exact reality. You will also always have to do something. And and sometimes it works for, like you say, 6 months, and then you cannot say just relax and do nothing anymore. You need to follow up, of course. That's what some people think. Or some people also think that they don't need a plan. They just put out an ad on Facebook and they think that the day after the pot of uh, the, the pot of gold. I don't know if you say this in English, will come and yeah. It's never like that.
It has to be something that's sustainable.
Like, yeah, it can work, of course. This one shot, sometimes it works. I have had it, but it's not, like you say, something sustainable. It's just some short-term success, and you know, it's not that it will be there forever. So it's good to have a plan and to follow up on the plan. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Noura, for your time to be on my podcast. I would say to all listeners, if you are a CMO, if you are a marketing manager or director and would like to be on my podcast, just send me an email via my email address, yuri@efficado.com. We are also building a community of CMOs. And Noura, perhaps I give you the last word. Do you want to say anything to our listeners?
I want to thank you, first of all, for reaching out to me and inviting me to be on your podcast. I think this was definitely a quick just overview of who I am and where I am and what my views are when it comes to marketing. I'm always open to, like I said, collaborating, connecting with other individuals, other agencies, even other brands, and being able to share, I guess you could say, my resources and tools with like-minded individuals, and being able to just connect, you know, different ecosystems, I would say. I guess I would just leave off with just saying, like, I do hope for everyone that's listening to this, that you guys have a great end of the year. I know it's tough times in the sense of the world changing, and there's just so many different moving parts, from technology to health to, you know, even governments, right? So this is definitely a unique time in history. So I hope everyone can, you know, is well and healthy.
Thank you, Noura. And everyone who wants to connect with Noura, best place is LinkedIn, I guess, Noura?
Yes, you can find me on LinkedIn. Just Noura, Noura, last name Ali. And you can also, I would say just that's the best way to connect with me. But I am on, I guess you could say, Twitter and also on Instagram as well.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Noura. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening. And I hope, that you will listen also to the next episode. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye.